The Authors Guild Foundation's WIT, Words, Ideas, and Thinkers Literary Festival will return next month to Lenox, Massachusetts, and explore the theme, The Power of Words, Why Writers Matter. It runs from Friday, the 27th of September, through the 29th of September, a Sunday. Maria Rana is the president of the Authors Guild Foundation's Board of Directors and is joining us this morning for a preview. Maria is a prize-winning author, critic, and former literary director of the Library of Congress. She will also be presenting at the festival with author Luis Alberto Urrea on Sunday, September 29th at 3:30. Her new book is Latino Land, where she offers readers a sweeping personal portrait of the largest racial and ethnic minority in the United States. It is a great treat to welcome Maria Arana to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. It's such a pleasure.
Very nice to have you, and congratulations on the new book. Congratulations on all that is happening in the run-up to WIT, which will be unleashed on us all next month. And it's a very exciting time. Give us a sense. I believe this is the third year of WIT in our region. Of how this came together and what the ultimate goal is and how that fits into the ultimate goal of the Authors Guild.
Oh, I'd love to talk to you about that. I am so passionate about WIT. It is, I think, the public face of an extraordinary institution, which is the Authors Guild. I happen to be, as you mentioned, the president of the board of the Authors Guild Foundation. And the Authors Guild has been around for a very long time, decades and decades and decades, serving writers in this country, and not only promoting the culture of the book, but also defending the writer and helping the writer learn about his or her rights. The work has been extraordinary, really, over the years. It's an institution that has kept authors working and the book culture alive. So here comes WIT, Words, Ideas, and Thinkers Festival in Lenox, Massachusetts, year three. And it's just a phenomenal concept, I think, very different from other book festivals in which authors are plying their books. I mean, in this festival, you're talking about ideas, and you're talking about the ideas that drive people to write and about the ideas that are behind books. So it's a thinking person's festival. It is really about the craft and about the lives. How do writers live and work, and how do they do what they do? So it's a really exciting festival for me, and it has really, in the 3 years, it has developed so marvelously. It's full of wonderful stars in every direction, fiction, nonfiction, the Academy, popular stuff, I mean, comedians, everything, and people coming together to really talk about what they do and how you become a writer and how you work as one.
I would like to talk a little bit about that schedule, but before we do, let's just talk about, so as I mentioned, you have an event coming up. You'll be talking about Latino Land, but this discussion with you and Luis Alberto Urrea, this is two incredible people talking, and it's not like one interviewing the other one. This is a conversation where you're both very much involved in what the knowledge to be dispensed.
Yes, thank you for highlighting that. I'm very proud of the work that I do as an author. I have been championing for so long Latin America. I don't think we know enough about Latin America, and now we get to the fact, the very clear fact, that the Latinos of this country are almost a third of the population. We're very soon going to be a third of the population. It's a very, very present culture, and it's been here. People don't know that it's been here not only since the times of the American Revolution, but before that, before the Pilgrims arrived, Latinos were on this continent as the colonial presence of Spain on the other side of the country. So it's a very important message for me, for Luis Alberto Urrea, who is a fantastic novelist, just an extraordinary writer, fiction writer and nonfiction. He's done both, and a great spokesperson. We share the fact that we are both bicultural. We both had one parent who was Latino and another parent who is Anglo-American. And so, you know, we're bridges of these two cultures. He was born in Mexico. I was born in Peru. We came as children, raised completely as Americans, write in English, and are hopefully good spokespeople for who this very unwieldy, large and growing population is and what we represent. So, and as you say, it's going to be a conversation. It's not going to be an interview so much as just sharing our experiences and talking about how we feel about this bicultural life and the ability to sort of slide from one side to another easily and represent one another to the other side. I mean, so to represent the American identity and what it means to the Latino population and vice versa, to represent what it means to be a Latino to Americans who may not know as much about the history and about the culture.
And this will be a Sunday afternoon event, I think 3:30 on the closing day, and will be quite a conversation. I just also want to note that Luis's new novel, Goodnight Irene, is absolutely fantastic. If you have not read
wonderful.
That, it's just such a wonderful, wonderful story. And yeah. And for you, you'll be talking about Latino Land, where you obviously take this portrait, a personal portrait, of what Latino Land is and how that area is really growing and is becoming more a touchstone of what we think of as America.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it, as I say, not only is it the largest minority now in the United States of America, but it's also the largest Spanish-speaking population in the world, except for Mexico. So we are larger than any other Latin American country, the Latino population of this country. And another fact that people may not know is that we represent the economy that we represent, just the economy, not counting the culture. The economy is the fifth largest gross domestic product in the world. So we are larger than nations in terms of GDP, the economy that we produce and that and as consumers and as producers. So this is my chore here. My great challenge is to present this community and to go back and say, you know, there were Latinos fighting in the American Revolution. People don't know that, in the Civil War, in every war that was prosecuted in this country, or in this country, we were part of it. We have a story in it. We are invested in it. So this has been a joy to write about. And, you know, I think this is the sort of thing that should be taught in every school in America, that there is this history that is very little known and there hasn't been that much curiosity about it. I want to pique that curiosity, and I'm very eager to do that.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, that event will be taking place Sunday, September 29th at 3:30, closing the festival. To start it off, though, on Friday at 1 o'clock, Jennifer Egan and Joseph O'Neill. That'll be the opening session, of course. Jennifer Egan, known for a visit from the Goon Squad, as well as Manhattan Beach and others. Joseph O'Neill, who has a brand new book out called Godwin, and these two award-winning novelists will talk about what it is like to be such effective storytellers.
Amazing, because these are two really stellar American writers. You know, Joseph O'Neill is Irish-American, And Jennifer has been writing the most, both of them have been writing cutting edge, really inventive, innovative novels for some time now. They have sort of cornered the market on innovation. And I think both of them, you know, we haven't heard them in conversation ever before. So when you hear when you gather these two people who are pushing the envelope in so many ways in fiction, to talk about why and how they do that and where they get their inspiration, and just, you know, the way a writer lives who does that sort of work. So I think that's going to be a fascinating conversation and a great way to open the festival.
A wonderful way to open the festival, followed up by Emily Wilson, and a scholar and translator, and Stephen Greenblatt, who is a literary historian, and they will be having a discussion on Friday night, September 27th.
Yes. Wow, what a brainy exchange that's going to be. I mean, this is the great classicists who produced, you know, work on Shakespeare and then work on Homer, and what made them go back and do that, and what do they share in the process of such different projects as Shakespeare and Homer? I mean, going back to bring up to revivify that ancient literature, how does that work for them, and what do they share? So that's going to be a wonderful conversation as well.
And then on Saturday, and all events are created equal, but this one may be just the blockbuster, which is Tony Kushner, Rachel Maddow, and it's Saturday, September 28th at 10 a.m., and Tony and Rachel will be having a conversation on the American Democratic Experiment and their collaboration adopting Maddow's podcast Ultra for Steven Spielberg, and that should just be amazing.
Oh, absolutely, you're right. It is a blockbuster. I mean, these are incredible. If nothing else, I mean, they're creative spirits or whatever, and the political sphere of the United States, but also their showmanship. I mean, the incredible way that they can bring subjects to bear, not only on the stage but on television. I mean, these are two people who make politics and make the American scene look alive, and they reflect so well on the ways that we are changing as a country, the way that we are challenged as a country. Both of them, one in a very dramatic way on stage, and another in an incredibly media savvy way on television. So that's going to be a knockout, I think, performance.
Also, we're running out of time, so I'm going to quickly go through the other events that are taking place. I just want to remind everyone that they can look at authorsguild.org and just go to the WIT page, and you'll see the full schedule and how to get tickets, which is very, very easy to do. Ruth Simmons and Sherilyn Ifill will be presenting on Saturday, as well as Kathy Park Hong and Syed Kashua. That taking place. And then on Sunday before your event, Jamaica Kincaid and Sandra Guzman and Ruth Reichel and Monique Truong, all taking place as part of the festival. It is an amazing lineup, really an incredible bringing together of talent, Marie, and should be a lot of fun.
I think so. Thank you so much. That's a marvelous way to present the festival, Joe, and I thank you so much. WIT, Words, Ideas, and Thinkers, I think it's a great title for exactly what we're going to do end of September. I hope everybody joins us.
Well, we'll be having some more of the authors on over the next several days and weeks. And again, it takes place September 27th through the 29th at Shakespeare & Company and Lennox, and you can find out more by going to authorsguild.org. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be right back after this short break.